Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands up and just shout. Come on, just shout. Come on, come on, give him a shout. Come on, give him another shout. Let's call him Jesus. We call him Jesus. What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
We call him
Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Come on, let's call him, y'all. Call him Jesus. You know it to be a wonder, don't you, baby? Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
What a wonder.
We're calling
on your name.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He can do anything
myself. He can do anything. He's a doctor in the sick room. Anybody sick in here right now? Anybody know anybody sick? Lift your hands up. Hey, I said, he's a doctor in the sick room. When I say that this time, go to praising God.
Hey, I said,
he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's everything. He's everything. He's everything you need. He's everything you need. He's everything you need.
Come on, God.
He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward to them that diligently and that seek it. So call Jesus. Call Jesus.
Oh God, I bless you this evening.
Come on,
I thank God for you this evening.
Come on, somebody call.
Hallelujah.
Somebody call.
Oh, I bless the Lord for that
somebody
song today. Jesus truly is a wonder in our souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless him today. I see Prophet Michael Davis on the line today. Amen, and I tell you, God knows,
there.
I tell y'all, God knows who's going to be on the line. Amen, so I'm going to open up Prophet Michael Davis' line, and I tell you, my peace was disturbed today, and I'm still a little disturbed, but I'm going to get through this day because the devil is a lie. You know what I'm going to say, y'all? Hallelujah, the devil is a liar. And I'm serving him notice today. You will not take my peace today. And you know I'll see you. Hallelujah. So I need y'all to bum board heaven. I tell you, I got a very disturbing call from California this morning.
At like 4 or 5.
And my granddaughter is in a relationship with a knucklehead, and he done put his hands on my granddaughter. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I thank God I'm in New Orleans today, because if I had been in California, it may have been something very, very crazy today. So I need y'all staying in agreement with me. Amen. I can do anything. I can call the law. I can pray. I can do this. I can do that. Amen. But until she wake up and say, not no more. Ah, glory to God. Two babies and a Negro don't want nothing. And I'm saying that today, guess what? Because I'm in my flesh, so I need y'all to pray for me. I lost a daughter to senseless foolishness, domestic violence. I refuse to lose a granddaughter. Ah, you know what I'm going to say, y'all? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to ask Pastor, I'm going to ask Prophet Mike, Michael Davis, hey, you know the Messiah. You know the devil don't want us to be at peace. And anytime you're doing a work for the Lord, expect the enemy to raise his ugly. If he never raises his ugly head, you better try to examine yourself. But baby, he ain't taking my peace today. Oh, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to him. Hey, you know the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Prophet Davis and everybody on this line today, we have a special guest today, Eyodobo Messiah. And the Lord laid this person on my heart, Eyodobo Messiah. And I know the enemy is busy, but we're going to bombard heaven today, Eyodobo Messiah. Hallelujah. We're going to hear a word from the Lord from this young woman here. A young woman. Sister Ruby don't even know. Hey, glory to God. But those of you that are on social media, you already seen. Those of you all that have cell phones and I was able to text you a message, you already know who the speaker is today. Amen. So I'm going to ask Prophet Michael Davis. I need prayer today. Glory to God. I need something to get me through today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Fresh.
I need you to say, God.
Hallelujah.
I need you to take it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Ikomo Shata.
Oh, I need some more. I need you to take it.
Shata. Ikama Shata.
Oh, glory.
Atakana Masiki. Jesus, I love you. Thank you.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I need you, God. Your touch from you, the dicker. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Need a touch from you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your hands, Prophet Davis, and then we're going to bring the speaker on. We just want to pray. Ah, you don't know the Messiah. Ah, oh, I bless you today, God. I bless you
today. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify that name. Glorify that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I bless you today, God. I bless you, Jesus. Oh, you don't know most of you. Glory. You don't know most of you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. My God from heaven.
God. Oh, I bless you today, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We try to stay out your flesh. You know, but when people mess with your children, you want to take somebody out of the spirit realm and get them in the flesh. Mess with my children. Hey, you know,
That's right. That's right. That's right.
God, mess with these little babies, God.
Yeah, Shilabaha. Ikobosa.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today, God.
Am I on?
Oh, I bless you, God.
You are on, Prophet. Go ahead.
I'm on? Okay, praise the Lord. Yes, hey, about that time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Yes, Lord, God, I bless you.
My Savior.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I come as humbly as I know. I come.
Yes, God.
To thee.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We need you, Lord. We need you. The devil is a liar. He's defeated on Calvary's cross. No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
God.
We cancel the plans of Satan. We cancel every scheme, every trick, every wile of the devil. We cancel his assignment against us and our family. God, you promised that by your blood we're protected. We draw a hedge of protection around us and our family, that the devil cannot cross that line. You're illegally trespassing, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And we evict you off of our property, off of our territory, out of our life, in the name of Jesus. When the devil comes in one way, he has to flee seven different ways. Glory to the Lamb of God who was slain before the world began. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You said, in all things give thanks, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning your life. Thank you, Jesus. Bring healing, Lord. Bring deliverance. Bring restoration. You said you would restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm and the palmer worm had eaten up. Bring restoration now. Bring healing now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, God.
We give thanks because the devil hates praise. And we thank you that lets us know and to let the devil know there's nothing that he tries is effective. And it doesn't work because we continue to praise him. We praise you. We praise you. Even when we don't understand, we praise you. We're not going to give in to the temptation of the flesh. We're not going to succumb to the wiles of the devil. But we're going to say thank you. You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, on this line today, give a prophetic instruction. Give a prophetic instruction on what you want my sister to do. When they attacked me on my job yesterday, you gave me a prophetic instruction. You said, don't go in today. Stay home. You said, just stay home and stay in my presence. So I didn't go in. I called in and told him I'm not coming in. You attacked me yesterday, and God told me not to come in. So there you go, devil, I'm staying home. So, Father, give her a prophetic instruction. Give her a prophetic instruction that's going to defeat the plan of Satan in Jesus' name. And, Father, we know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, now I see it, Baba, by the Holy Spirit. The thorn that the enemy meant for evil, the thorn that he meant to pierce her in her side, the thorn that was meant to pierce her in her side, which is the most sensitive area, the thorn that was meant to pierce her in the side, you use it to bring glory to your name. What the devil meant for evil, God says, I am going to turn it around for your good and for God's glory. He's going to turn it around for your good, Evangelist Bernard, and for God's glory. When the Roman soldier pierced Jesus in the side, they thought they were confirming his death. Well, make sure he's dead, they said. But when they pierced him in the side, it gave birth to the church. God is going to cause you to give birth to something that you didn't expect, because the devil meant to pierce you in the side and to hurt you and to wound you. But God said, I'm going to take the wound, I'm going to take the piercing, and I'm going to turn it into something glorious. He's a liar, and whatever he tries, God have already prepared something for that thorn, for that weapon that he tried to use against us. That's why God said, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. My God from glory. Something greater is coming out of this attack. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, something greater than what you experienced is coming out of this attack to bring glory to Jesus. You're going to benefit by it. I don't know what it is. God is not releasing it to me, but I guarantee you it's going to be greater. He would have been better off. He would have been better off leaving you alone. He would have been better off not even touching your family. Just like in the Word of God, it said, if the devil would have known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He didn't know it was going to bring multiplication. He didn't know. He thought it was going to stop him. He thought it was going to hinder him. But no, what did it do? Look how many believers are on the planet now. Over 2 billion believers are on the planet. If the devil would have known by attacking you what's going to come out of it, he would have never touched you.
Ah, glory to God.
He would have never picked on your family. He would have never picked you. He would have said, I should have left her alone. Now look at what happened. Not only is the radio station done blew up and they got 200 or 300 people
on
the line. It's all over the country. It's all over the world. She's holding these conferences now, and souls is getting saved. I can't stop it. I can't do nothing about it. I should have left her alone. God done multiplied her. She's not only giving in conferences on the East Coast, but she's giving conferences on the West Coast.
Yes, Lord God.
God said, you shall receive double for your trouble.
Yes,
glory. My God,
thank you, God.
Father, thank you for
Lord
the Holy
Jesus.
Ghost. Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
If he would have known, he would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Look how many souls are saved now by touching Jesus. And look at how many souls. You just got through talking about souls. This thing is about souls. Look how many souls is getting ready to come into the kingdom because he touched you. God is not going to only let you do it in New Orleans. God going to let you do it on the West Coast too. You couldn't produce it on the West Coast when you was out here. You couldn't do it when you was on the West Coast. But now you went out there and the devil tried to touch you. And now he made
Lord
a mistake.
Jesus.
Because what you couldn't do while you was on the West Coast, God going to give you the West Coast. In the name of Jesus. He called Satan. The devil is a lie and the truth ain't in him.
Thank you, Jesus.
My
hallelujah.
God from glory.
Glory to God.
Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Devil, you lost this time. You lost.
Ah, he didn't want this word to go forth today. Hey, you're not a Messiah. So had I not been attacked, you wouldn't be on the line giving this prophetic word.
That is.
You wouldn't be giving this prophetic word.
My God.
Hallelujah.
That's what God told me to stay home.
We're going a little bit higher. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
we're going a little bit higher. This topic that we're dealing with is so vital. It's so necessary. This
my
is
God.
What it's about, empowering
you,
souls
Jesus.
For
that's it.
Destiny.
That's it.
Destiny is just not heaven, as the young lady said. Destiny is your purpose.
That's it.
Destiny is the purpose and the plan that God has for you right now.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
So we're going to get right on into the word because the Lord put this young lady on my heart. Amen. And I know she's in seminary. Amen, but she's been so faithful, she's been so kind, and God knows what he's doing. And this morning, I told you all we were going to have a special guest ministering today. I didn't know who it was going to be, but the Lord had her in my spirit. And this morning, you know, I'm on Central Standard Time now. So this morning, maybe about 10 o'clock or 10:30, something like that, I texted and I said, the Lord told me to, I need you to minister today. She knew what the topic was. Amen. Amen. So she, all she had to do was just get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. So I am so excited about this young woman. Amen. And I just feel like, not feel, I know the Lord have a calling on her life. Amen. You know, she was chosen from the womb. God deal with us while we're in our womb, Prophet Michael. So I just thank God for her, and I believe she's going to, I know we're going to receive a rhema word today. But let me just read this little paragraph on our speaker for today. Leslie Priest, Minister Leslie Priest, simply is a servant to Jesus Christ. She is an active member of It's All About Jesus Ministry. She is the daughter of Pastor Beatrice Martin, whom also is her pastor. She is the wife of one husband, and she is the mother of five beautiful children. She believes everything the Holy Bible mentions to be true and from above. She's also an active student at some Bible college and theological seminary. Her desire is to lead as many as God allows to wellness within the mind, body, and spirit to glorify Jesus Christ. Amen. So those of you that didn't have a text message and didn't go and see the information on social media, even my co-host, I withheld it from Sister Ruby. She said, well, what I'm going to put in the chat room? I said, just put, we're having a special guest. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to bring her on the line. I didn't even open the line. I wanted to surprise Sister Ruby. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Leslie. We love you.
We love you.
Sister Leslie. Okay, what happened? Just a minute. Okay. Can you get our line open? The devil is a lie.
Yeah, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Can you open our line, Sister Ruby?
Open it and it shut back off. Let's try it again.
Okay, it's on now. It's on now. Sister Leslie? I'm going to ask Prophet Michael to pray the prayer before she starts for this young woman.
Is your
Amen. Prophet Michael, could you pray for her before she starts ministering?
Yes, okay. Evangelist Bernard, I'll be more than happy to do that. Father, we thank you for
thank
your
you.
Glory, the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for your wisdom going forth with this dear sister in the name of Jesus. Father, flood this line with the anointing, for the anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. Father, now do what only you can do by your counsel. Feed us. Fill us with your word. Fill us with your knowledge. Fill us with your wisdom. Fill us with your understanding. Don't even allow it to be the young lady, but Lord, let it be the Holy Spirit. For you said you would give it to her in that hour what she should say. And so we thank you now that you would speak through her Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And give a boldness to declare your word.
Jesus.
Woo, glory. I felt that in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Give her the boldness that she needs to declare your word to your people. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Leslie, God bless you. Okay, I don't know what's going on.
Well, what's going on is the red is coming over her to open, and then it'll shut itself off, and you're not touching it.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Leslie?
It's shut off. Let me try it again. It's it come on, then it go off. Let's try it again.
Okay. Devil don't want this word to come forth today. Ha ha! That's all right.
Surprises and pray for you. Let's see, where's that? Did she drop off? Let's see.
Yeah, she's dropped off.
She dropped off.
She may
off.
Be
maybe,
calling
you know
in
what,
on a
problems with her phone at one time. So maybe when she come back on, it'll be cleared up.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to oh God, did
we
you see her back on yet?
Let's see, 209, 26. Yeah, she's on.
She's 916. She's at the bottom.
Yeah, she's at the top.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yes, we can hear you now.
What's going on?
Come on.
Is it your line?
Yes.
She's on. Go right ahead, Leslie.
God bless you. God bless everyone. Glory to God to be on the line today. I'm excited to just share from my heart on this day. And I just want to share a little about the place I'm in God. And I'm thankful that I was asked to give this word today. I didn't understand what was going on this week, why the attack was so hard. I found myself in a lot of prayer. I found myself just alone with God this week a lot. And I know he always has a plan and purpose for our lives. And I know we're speaking on the empowering souls for destiny. And so I just want to speak on the process of being empowered because I believe it is a process. And I have been praying for a deeper level and knowledge of God. And he's been taking me in a lonely place. And it was hard for me because I'm such a people person. And he's been the one supplying my provision. And he's been the only one that I can trust right now. He's the only one I could rely on right now, so I praise him. I praise him for this place that he has me in. And I believe that there is a future in God. So I come today, Lord Jesus, Lord God, humbly as I know how, Lord God, asking that you speak through my lips, Lord God, that as I decrease right now, the Holy Spirit will increase through me right now, Lord God, and allow everyone to hear what thus the Spirit has to hear, Lord God. Don't allow them to hear the voice of Leslie, Lord God. Allow them to hear the voice of Jesus and what it is behind my voice that he has for his children to hear. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I looked up the word empowerment to get a deeper meaning, and I simply read increasing the economic, political, social, educational, gender, and spiritual strength of an entity or entities. And I believe in order to do this, we must obtain more knowledge in these areas, and this is what I seek to do daily. Today I will be expounding, as the Holy Spirit led me, to Peter. And so I said, well, God, why Peter? And it came to my knowledge that it's because of his reputation of being a powerful figure in the Christian community. I learned from Peter, who was a disciple of Christ, not to take the center stage for what belongs to Jesus Christ. In my studies, I learned how Peter wrote very expressive letters. And these expressive letters, they only illuminate the power of Jesus Christ. It's not to illuminate himself. He was humbled. I learned from Peter how he embraced his sufferings, just as Jesus embraced his sufferings. And he developed wisdom from the experiences that he went through, just as Jesus did. I read that Peter was so humble because his leader was humble, Jesus Christ. Peter was bold. He was a bold Christian. And when he was worldly, he was known as a bully. And I laughed at that because I used to be a bully in the world. But his bulliness, it was converted into boldness and confidence in Christ. And I was just in awe to just think of how God can take something so worldly and change it and manifest it for his glory and for his praise and his honor. You see, in the world, Peter was known as Simon, but Jesus called him Peter, which means a stone. I'm like, wow, a stone? You know, a stone, it sits where it's planted. You know, it's heavy. And I said, well, God, I want to be heavy for you. I want to be a stone for you, planted in you, Jesus. So I pray that everyone receives that today and that we begin to gain spiritual knowledge by just spending more time with Jesus. Peter spent 3 years with Jesus, receiving from him. And as I'm spending these days with Jesus alone, I've been receiving so much more. He's led me to not watch TV, in which I used to be so prone to my TV shows. I had to know what was going on with them, and I just pulled back. God pulled me back. The radio has been silent so that I can hear from God. I understand that I'm in this process, and I would like to read from 1 Peter today. My message version, my Bible is in the message version, so it may read differently from your Bible, but I still pray that you receive it as the word of God. This word is coming from 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 13 through 16. I would also like to read after that from 1 Peter, second chapter, verse 1 from 3. As I'm speaking on the process and the empowerment of God, I want everyone to know that there is a future in God. And as I read, it reads as this. So roll up your sleeves. Put your mind in gear. Be totally ready to receive the gift that is coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into the old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness. God said, I am holy. You be holy. The second passage comes from 1 Peter, second chapter, verse 1 through 3. So clean house. Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense, envy, and hurtful talk. You have had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up and mature and whole in God. I pray that this word bless you, and I would like to expound on that. I'm learning that there is a process, and in this process of being empowered, God will take you through a phase. I'm called the wilderness. I call it a lowly time with God, and it's something to enjoy. It's something to embrace. In this process, I began to have a fear for God, which I did not have a fear before. So as I did certain sins and the things that I was connected to, such as drinking and smoking and hanging out and partying and just doing things of the world, one foot in the world, one foot in church, you know, a fear came upon me to where when I went to do those things, I was scared. I was like, oh, God, I can't do this. Oh, God, where are you? Are you looking at me? And I kept hearing, I see you. So I thought I was going crazy. I thought I was losing my mind. I went to smoke, and I heard, I see you. And I'm looking around like, what is going on? Am I going crazy? Am I losing my mind? And I began to hide and not even be comfortable in the sins that I was in. Here I am, go out to smoke, and I'm hiding behind a bush to smoke. I'm hiding to drink. It felt uneasy. I felt uncomfortable. So I called my mom, which is my pastor, and I said, you know, I'm not comfortable in the things that I'm doing of this world, and I just keep hearing something saying, I see you, I see you. He said, there's a call on your life. God is calling you. You can't do those sins. And I would ask people who did the same things as me, you know, when you're doing this or that, do you feel a certain way? They laughed at me. Girl, you crazy. Girl, you tripping. And I just began to pray. I began to pray. God had me on a fast. So I began to push away my plate, not eat in the morning, not eat in the evening. I ate when I was told to eat. And I know that it was God. It was God placing the fear upon my heart. In Proverbs 9, verse 10, it teaches us this. It teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. So I started to be glad of the fear that I had, and I turned away from the sin that I was holding so dearly tight. I opened my hands. I gave God what I held on tight to. And then I was learning through this that in this process that we must put our faith in God, because it is a process to be empowered. And not only fearing God, but I'm learned that we have to put our faith in God, just as Jesus told his disciples to have faith in God. He made mention that, have faith in God, in Mark 11:22. He also stated in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And to me, this scripture hit at home for me, because there was a time in my life where I truly didn't believe God. I didn't believe in his power. I didn't believe he existed. I didn't believe because of the hurt I endured from being molested at such a young age, from as young as the age of 5 all the way to 12, molested by 5 of my family members. I didn't believe there was a Christ, a God, or if he did exist, I didn't believe that he loved me. I didn't believe because walking home from school, I was raped by a man I did not know. I did not understand why these things were taking place. You see, I had lost my faith. I was raised in church. I lost it. I didn't know he existed. It wasn't until I completely turned away. Not only did I smoke, not only did I drink, I just turned away from the natural love of a man to woman, and it went from woman to woman. So here I was, a woman raised in church, turned away for all that I endured, and I turned from the natural to something that was so unnatural. I walked in a same-sex relationship because I hated men. I hated the thought of a man. I hated the touch of a man. I hated the scent of a man, just because all that men had done to me. My mother would call and she would say, "You can't do this. This is not right in God. The Bible says that he burnt the whole city for this. You can't do this." And I didn't understand. I said, "Well, you know, if I can't do this and God tells me not to, I don't want a part of a God like that, because God allowed a man to hurt me." But now I realize it's my testimony that he wanted. All I was doing was building a testimony of what he could do. You see, God can empower you to be made new in him. He can empower you to turn away from the sin that you hold so close in your hand. He can empower you to put down drugs. He can empower you to put down alcohol. He can empower you to turn from homosexuality. It was his power that did that. It wasn't my power that did it. It was the power of Jesus. And I know he's empowering me for that testimony to share, to tell other homosexuals out there that God is able to take that desire from you and replace it with a natural desire. You see, I'm married now, and I have 5 children. I have no desire for that unnatural sin that I held so tightly to. So as I continue on, God was showing me that I couldn't look at everyone else, but I had to examine myself. I had to examine my heart, the things that my heart desired, and question, and what I'm desiring, is it lining up to the perfect will of God? I used to desire to be a millionaire and be rich and just have. Was that the desire that God wanted me to have? In Lamentations 3:40, we read, "Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord." You see, there was a time I turned my back away because of all the hurt and pain. But examining my heart, seeking him on my knees, laying out, crying on the floor for hours on my face alone, it allowed me to see who I truly was.
Yeah.
I was full of hate. I hated men. I hated men, men who God created. I was full of envy and strife, envy towards those who hurt me, and I was plotting a way for revenge, one by one, to pay everyone back. But that's not what God wanted for me. God wanted me to know who I am and who I was in Christ. At that time, I was not in him. I was astray, but now I'm with him. And we must know who we are in Christ. Why? Because in the Bible, 1 Peter 2:9, it tells us who we are. It says, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be holy people, God's instruments to do his special work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, for nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. This scripture really, really explains my testimony. That I'm not ashamed of who I was. I'm not ashamed that I walked the streets at night. I'm not ashamed that I robbed men to take care of myself. I'm not ashamed that I once was a homosexual. I'm not ashamed that I once denied Christ. I'm not ashamed that I was rebellious and I had hatred in my heart for my mother. I'm not ashamed because that's when I was in darkness. But if you look at me today, you will see I'm a woman who loves. My heart is whole. I love with every inch of my heart. I'm a woman who doesn't hate. I'm a woman who loves. I'm not a woman who tears down. I'm a woman who builds up people. I'm not a woman who looks at people and judges them for their outward appearance anymore. I look at their spirit because God gave me eyes to see that. I pray for their spirit. If I see someone with a heavy heart, I can't ignore it. I approach them. I ask them if they want prayer. I ask them if there's anything that I have that they need. Even in doing that, I'm rejected. I'm put down. I'm talked about. I'm scorned. My friends become jealous. I go to my husband. I say, well, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why are my friends turning away from me? Why do the people I love so much and care so much and feel their hurt and their pain don't receive when I open my arms in love? My husband looks me in my eyes and he says, they did this to Jesus, babe. Why don't you expect them to do this to you? And that was a token that I received. You see, I'm not a preacher, but I can share my testimony, and I can pray that my testimony blesses someone else richly.
Lord Jesus.
I learned not to fear my testimony, not to worry what others will say when I share it, because others will see the power of what Jesus can do. Others will see that they could put the cigarette down. Others will see that they could put the alcohol down.
I got to get off this phone. Let me move this phone because this is too much today.
Others will see that they don't have to give their body away in sexual sin to feel love. Others will see that if they stop running from him but run to him, they could be healed and made whole. You see, it's a process. I'm in a process of being healed and made whole in him. I have to share this testimony. I was supposed to be serving 13 years in prison right now, away from my family, away from my friends, away from my children, because I chose to be on the streets pimping and pandering. I chose to be walking the street at night. So I paid the consequences of my choices. God had me arrested, taken away from my family, all alone in a jail cell. All alone, scared, with no one to call. I was alone. I had no one to call. And then I remembered what my mom taught me. I remember she said, when I'm lonely, pray. She told me when I'm lonely to cry out. So all I did was pray. I cried out. Next thing you know, I had a jail partner there. She came in. She was crying like me, and I said, you know what? We could pray. We could cry out to Jesus. And we began to praise God every day. For 5 days, they didn't let me shower. They wouldn't let me call my family. I didn't know if anyone knew where I was. I didn't know what to do, but I just prayed, and I prayed, and we cried, and we praised God. And over the loudspeaker, it was just saying, Leslie Blackman, that was my maiden name, roll out. And I didn't even know what that meant. And so she said, they said roll out to you. And she was the cellmate partner. She was dancing and screaming. And I was like, what does that mean? Roll out. Roll out where? Where am I supposed to roll? She said, that means you can leave. You're set free. You grab your stuff and you roll out this door. And she said, promise me you won't come back here. I looked at her. I said, I promise. I didn't know that I had been bailed out, but I was. And I really believe that it was my praise and my prayers that gave my now husband a great idea to take our incomes and deposit it and contact a bail bondsman. Thank God for that. You see, after I got out, I was attacked by the enemy. I was told I would not beat this case. I was told I would serve 13 years in prison. I was told that God abandoned me for my sins, for what I did. My family came to court. They turned their nose up at me. They looked down on me. They didn't even show love or care to know what happened. And all I could do was the unthinkable. I waited till everyone was off at school. My fiance was at work. And I took 5 different bottles of pills, and I took them all. I didn't want to live because I couldn't bear the shame. I didn't want to live because I couldn't bear the hurt and pain I caused my family and children. And I didn't want to live because I was in fear. I took all those pills. I took every last one. I thought I would just die and it would be a better place. But God, all I can say is but God, because he had a bigger plan for me. My fiance came home early that day. He never came home early for lunch. He just said something, told him to come home. The first thing he saw was 5 letters written out. I written out 5 suicide letters. And I guess he came upstairs and found me laying lifeless. I was laying there lifeless. But God didn't let me go. He didn't let me go. He had his hands upon me. When I woke at the hospital, I see my families. I see my loved ones. And I promised God, I said, Lord Jesus, if you just forgive me and give me another chance, I'll never go back. I'll never go back. And I never went back. I've been moving forward ever since. And I know it's God. I know it's God. So we must not fear. Why? Because in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And he showed me that. He showed me he won't leave me. He showed me he won't forsake me. So we must ask God to empower us. We must ask him. If we turn to Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 9 through 13, it reads, and once again, this is coming from the Message version. It may read differently from yours. I'm in Luke chapter 11. I'll start at verse 8. But let me tell you, even if he won't get up because he's a friend, if you stand your ground knocking and waking all the neighbors, he'll finally get up and get you whatever you need. Here's what I'm saying. Ask and you'll get. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will open. Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This is not a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If you're a little boy, ask for a serving of fish. Do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? If you're a little girl, ask for an egg. Do you trick her with a spider? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent with your own children. And don't you think the Father who conceived you in love will give the Holy Spirit when you ask him? You see, Adrian Bernard has been given a mission from God, a great mission to make sure that his souls are empowered for destiny. And this empowerment can come if you ask Jesus for it. You see, we have to follow that great command in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. This is why he wants us empowered. And Jesus came and said to them, with all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name, that name Jesus, of the Father, of the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that he commanded you. And behold, we must remember that he's with us always. He's with us always, and he's never going to leave us and forsake us. So I share the process of being empowered to fear the Lord. Please fear the Lord. Put your faith in God. Keep your faith deeply rooted in God. Examine your own ways. Always examine your ways and repent. And know who you are in Christ. And do not fear. Never fear. And remember that God is always with you. Even in your darkest, loneliest hour, he's with you. And also ask God to empower you. He will do it. He gives you what you ask. He's your Father who loves you. And lastly, just follow the Great Commission. And this is what it's all about, empowering others. And this is my word that I wanted to share in Jesus' name. I pray that it was a blessing to you. Amen, baby. Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for all those under the sound of my voice right now, Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you lead them, Lord God, in your path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the fear of God comes upon them like never before, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that they will put their faith and trust and hope in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that daily they'll examine their ways, Lord God, that they will ask you to reveal them their own hearts. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you reveal the hearts of others that are in their surroundings to them, Lord God. Allow them to be able to see, Lord God, and discern the spirits that are around them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that all those under my voice will know who they are in Christ and walk in his holy calling. Oh, God, I just pray, Lord God, that they will never fear again, Lord God, that they will put their trust and hope in you, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that they ask you for the empowerment and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. I pray this so they won't go out with much zeal and no power. I pray this so they will go out with power that matches their zeal to worship and praise you and share your gospel, Lord God. I pray that no one will keep their testimony smothered and hidden, that they will share their testimony, Lord, and that they won't be ashamed of the things you delivered them for, but they will share it so that others may be delivered. Lord Jesus, I pray that this word richly bless your servants, Lord God. I pray that it leads them to empowerment, Lord God. I pray that their life will never be the same after today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and I turn it over to Sister Ruby.
Amen. Sister Leslie, that was a blessing. You know, the Lord is preparing because, you know, you don't normally have the saints, or when I said saved, to come on, and you very seldom hear them testify about homosexual, and they were in that act. So the Lord is strengthening, and it's a blessing to for you to give your testimony. And I say, Lord, I thank you, because everything is coming out, and the Lord forgive every sin but blaspheme. And he just come and get you. And I thank you so much for that testimony and the anointing that came with it and the boldness, because you know you have to be bold to say, well, I've been a lesbian, and because you don't hear that often, but that's awesome. And, you know, your life history about how, you know, you were molested and took and did this hated men. So Lord gave you back. So that's truly a blessing. I'm so excited about that testimony. It just touched my heart. And you know what? Evangelist Bernard is cut off. But, you know, we want to go. We have about 14 callers. If y'all be patient, we have numbers that's unknown. But we just want to go to Sister Leslie Mother. Pastor Martin. I guess it'll come up. Pastor Martin. These things keep cutting off and cutting on. Okay, then we'll go back to it because it cut off. Okay, we're going to be patient with us. There's something going on. Area code
911. Hello. I'm here, Sister Ruby.
Oh, okay. I called Pastor Martin, but I didn't answer, so I was going
to.
Pardon me?
My line is going in and out, but anyway, it's on now. So I'm really still in tears to hear this young woman come on this line with the boldness. She talked about Peter boldness, but she's real bold too. Hallelujah. I'm just still in tears just listening to her testimony. Not so much of what she's gone through, but I listen because of the power that God has given her. Hallelujah. The devil wanted to take her life. He wanted her to continue in that lifestyle. Oh, but I tell you, Jesus, Lord have mercy, you don't know people's stories. That's why we got to keep our mouth. All folks, you don't know where people have been, where they're going, what they've gone through. We do not know. Hallelujah. But I'm just so thankful. Ah, Jesus. The Lord, y'all going to believe me one day. Y'all going to believe me one day. I just didn't wake up and say, Sister Leslie. The Lord dealt with me about Sister Leslie.
You told me to unmute the next time.
Okay, the Lord dealt with me about Sister Leslie. I close Pastor Martin's line for now.
Hello.
And it was just this morning.
Praise
just
Lord.
This morning. And I try to listen for the word of God. We're going to go, Sister Ruby, I want to go to Prophet and Charmaine Carter. Amen. She's out of New Orleans. It's a 504 area code. So if you can go and open up her line. She was on the line with us yesterday, and so we just want to give this woman of God an opportunity to say something. Whose line is open?
Yeah, it's open. I think it's Leslie, Sister Leslie. I'm going to close. Well, there's two lines open. Let me close this one. Okay.
All right. Prophetess Charmaine, God bless you. Okay.
Okay, it keeps
we'll
closing.
We'll get through it. Did you get our line open?
It's shut off, then it's coming back. Y'all have patience with us. This Block Talk acts up with it.
He's a Block Talk. We're having some problems with Block Talk. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Charmaine.
It hasn't came in yet, Amanda. There she go. Oh, she doesn't keep moving. Prophetess Charmaine? It doesn't shut back off. Okay, let's see. Can you hear me, Evangelist?
Yes, I can hear you.
just keep shutting off and on. Let's see what it stops. There it is now. Prophetess Charmaine, just cut back off.
Okay, let's try to open up another line. I don't know. That's Blog Talk. That's not us.
Okay,
so
let me go up here. I had one. Okay, let's go. This is a new number. 857-9720.
Yes, my name is Kristen, and I'm calling for prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to open up the lines and have Prophet Michael Davis to pray for you. Anything specific, Kristen?
I'm sorry for the background noise. I'm outside. Yes, I just need God to open up the right job and anything else that he feels led to pray for. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll have Prophet Michael Davis to come back on the line where we could take all of the prayer requests. Anybody else with prayer, hit your number one, that need prayer, hit your number one button on your phone. Let's try to go back to Prophetess Carter, Sister Ruby, and then just go on down the switchboard because
okay.
We have quite a few calls on today.
Yeah, we have quite a few want prayer, too, or got that question there. Let's try this one again. Prophetess Charmaine Carter. Prophetess.
Okay, let's move on, Sister Ruby. We got a lot of callers here today. If we don't get a response, just keep on going.
Yeah, I really don't get a response. Sister Albertine, I guess it moved around and hit your line. Sister Albertine. Oh, she's off now, too. Let's see, okay.
Okay, just go down the line, Sister Ruby. Let's go straight on down the switchboard, and then we won't be confused.
Okay, 857-9720, your line is open.
Yes, you just took my prayer request.
You just took a prayer request, Sister Ruby.
Okay, you'll hold on because they're coming and now going back and forth. Okay, we'll come back to you. Okay, we're going to 209-8690.
Praise the Lord, that's me.
Praise the Lord, who's me?
Prophet Lewis.
Michael
oh,
Lewis.
Lewis. You know your voice yes, sounds ma'am. Different. Praise the Lord, Prophet Lewis.
Do it. Okay. I didn't get a chance to hear none of the services. I just turned in to see could I catch the end.
All right. Well, you need to go in the archives.
Yeah, I will do that. All right. Y'all be blessed.
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right. God bless.
I forgot that. No, okay, let's go here. Sister T. See where this one went. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Pastor Martin would like to take my spot right now. I'm going to hand it over to her. I pray for you, Leslie. I love you, but your mother needs to speak now. God bless.
Yeah, but
bless.
I called her, but she never answered, so it shut off.
She didn't answer. You just couldn't hear me. My phone wasn't on mute. It's the line because I've
okay.
been saying hello.
I went to you first. Go ahead.
There's something wrong with the lines because I was saying hello and you weren't hearing me and my husband. You're not, there's something wrong with the line.
Okay,
but anyway,
I went to you first, but go ahead.
But anyway, I just want to say that I am so proud of my daughter. You know, like she said, it was a process. When God saved me and delivered me and cleaned my life up, the enemy went after my kids. He went after my son. My son, he got killed. And he also went after my daughter. But one thing I can say, my daughter is speaking on God empowering. Even though me and my daughter wasn't getting along, it was the enemy job to keep me separated from my daughter because my daughter had become an atheist. But I never stopped praying for her. I never stopped fasting for her. And I had to keep going to God to empower me because she would say things to crush me and hurt me. And I knew it wasn't her. I knew it was a spirit. But God told me, he made a promise to me that if I keep pursuing him and I keep praying for her and I keep fasting for her, she would even hang up in my face. she would jump on me. But I kept on loving my daughter because God said he had a powerful calling on her life. And I kept praying, and I kept interceding and fasting and praying till God cleaned her life up, filled her with the Holy Ghost. She was taken from me when I was 19 years old. When she turned 16, God brought her back in my life, right back into the ministry when I was running a women's home. And she came there and lived with me. And I saw God. I saw the power of God clean her life up and transform her life and turn her life around. And I tell you, to those who have daughters and sons, don't give up on them. Keep on praying and keep on seeking God. If you're feeling weak and you're feeling wounded, go to God and he will empower you and he will strengthen you. I am so proud of the God in her. I thank God. Oh, my God. I was just so, God is awesome. The God in my daughter is awesome. And I remember the time my daughter didn't even want to share her testimony. And yes, she was violent. And yes, she used to come on my house just to jump on me and terrorize me. But now she comes on my house to love on me, to pray with me, and for us to do things, to go out and hit the streets. I tell you, God is an awesome God, and I am so proud of her today, and I love God. I thank God because God is faithful to his promises. He said he's gonna save my daughter. He said he got my son not to worry about my only son. But I said, "There we go, taking my daughter." And God has cleansed her life, and I give God all the glory for the process. The wonder working power, how the Holy Ghost has turned their life around. And I want to thank you. I thank you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all those that have been pouring into my daughter. I thank you. But most of all, I thank God for Jesus, and I give him all the glory for what he's doing in my daughter's life. And I pray that he take her higher and continue to take her from glory to glory, and she continue to be a servant for Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love you, and I am proud of you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Sister Ruben, let's move on. We still got a lot of callers on the line. I can't see the switchboard if they don't answer. Keep moving.
Sister Albertine.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Sister Albertine.
Yes,
go ahead. We've been having trouble with this block call.
Okay. I just want to say God bless the sister, Evangelist Bernard, Prophet Michael Davis, the beautiful woman prophetess who came on and gave her testimony. I'm so proud of her for being courageous. God had to take her through that, give that testimony for us and to help so many other people. I hear prison ministry,
yes,
I hear youth ministry, the way the Lord is going to just bless her and continue to grow her ministry. God bless her. I will continue to keep her in prayer. And she's my hero. You know, to hear that, to be that bold, to hear that testimony is such an inspiration. And I just say to you, woman of God, keep going, keep pressing, and keep diligently seeking God. And I pray that he continue to bless your life. God bless you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glad you got in. Okay, we're going now to 209. If this thing will open. Let me see. Hey, 209-0296. Area code 209-0296. It's done. We're going somewhere. Now, we're going here to
see if you can open up all the lines at once, Sister Ruby, where we can get through. See if you can open all the lines.
But it'd be
just
so much.
Open them all up and go down the line.
It'd be so much noise. But anyway.
I understand, but we having trouble with the switchboard. So if you can open them all up, we'll have to go through the noise just to get through it.
Okay, 202, area code 202-6994.
God bless you.
Your line is open. If you don't have a prayer request or any remarks, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Next.
Okay. Sister Dawn. Okay. We have a Skype number 111111. Did you want to have a response? Okay. We're going to 510. Is that Sister Pastor 1605? Is that you, Pastor Martin?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we can come right back to you in a minute. We're going to go all the way down because you're on twice. I thought. Okay. 916-8579.
God bless you, everyone. Praise the Lord, Daughter Bernard. God bless you, Mother Ruby.
Awesome.
This is Prophet Harrison.
Is this your same number, Prophet Harrison? I can't, you know what, I don't know your number. I'm sorry. I would have went to you.
That's okay. I have several numbers that I call in on. But I'm not going to be on for long. But I just wanted to call to tell Leslie, to Daughter Leslie, to continue to let the Lord use her. I didn't get to hear. I came in on a little late. But I have she has shared her testimony with me about what the Lord has done and where God has brought her from. And, you know, God knows the plans that he has for us. And I can truly say to Pastor Gatchers Bernard that when you continue to pray for your children, your daughter, God will bring them in. My mother prayed for me for a long time. And I was in the world. I was in the streets. I did a lot of things. But she never gave up on praying for me. And God brought me to where I am today. So I'm just happy to even hear that she was coming on today. I'm in study and I have to minister tomorrow. But I did just want to come on to tell her to be encouraged, tell her that I love her and I'm praying for her. And I thank you, Randy Bernard, for even allowing her to even come on to be able to share her testimony. You never know who's lying because of her testimony. So we praise God today, and I love you all, and you all keep me in your prayers. God bless you today. Thank you, Mother Ruby.
I love you.
Harrison, I'm going to have to write these numbers down because I don't know which. Okay, God bless. Okay,
yes.
We're going to 857-9720. Cut the music down a little bit or whoever. We got all the lines open. 857-9720. Thank you.
Yes?
Yeah, please.
Hi, I'm just listening. I'm waiting for prayer.
Oh, so you dropped off and came back on. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Sister Kristen.
Kristen, you dropped off because I had them all open. Oh, now who's it? Okay, is it this you, Pastor Martin, again? 510-1615? No.
No, that's my husband line.
Oh, that's your husband?
That's her dad. That's his line.
Okay, fine. Your line is open.
Hello.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Dad.
We hear you.
Yeah, I'm messing with Blackness problem. I think she has a real powerful message. Proud of you, girl.
Thank you, Dad. I love you.
I love you, Karen. Y'all be blessed.
Hey, thank you so much. And we're having a lot of static on this line. I think I got everybody. I think so.
Edith Jones.
Amen. Can we go back to Prophet Michael Davis and let him pray for our Sister Kristen, and then we're going to let him have a final remark and close us out with prayer.
Edith Jones.
Who's that talking?
Edith Jones.
Edith Jones. What is
Hello?
Your number? Yeah, we hear you. What is your number, Edith Jones?
My phone is 209.
209-271-0296.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes,
we're
I can
talking to Edith Jones, Jones now.
Okay, Sister Ruby, please. Can you just shut all the lines down but Edith Jones? It's too much going on today. Shut everybody's lines down but Edith Jones. And I think she's the last one. I can't see the switchboard.
Thank you so much. This is Sister Edith, and I wanted to reach out to my sister Leslie Priest and tell her that I am so proud of her and that I just needed you to know that last night I dreamed about you.
Oh, my God.
And we were at a convention, and they asked you to pray. And I said, go ahead on, Sister Leslie, and pray. And we ended up leaving the convention. And then today I get a text saying that you're going to give the word. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for that powerful testimony today. You have touched, I hope you have blessed so many people. I know that you blessed me. And I can touch on so many of the areas that you have talked about today. But when you talked about your lesbianism, I hope that that reached so many people because you're showing the world, everyone on this broadcast, everyone around the world that's listening or hear you when you speak, that they can change. They can change their lives. And that's a powerful message, and I'm glad that you're sharing your testimony with everyone without shame, as you said, because when I share my testimony, I have no shame in what I have done because I know that God is preparing us and he has made us stronger by our testimony. And I just wanted you to know how proud I am of you, and I'm glad I finally got through to let you know that I dreamed about you, too. I love you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Can you open up the 111 line? That's for my sister.
Oh, okay. I asked an answer. Okay, it's open. 111, she's on the Skype. Your line is open.
Hello?
We hear you.
Hi, my name is Gina, and I'm Leslie Priest, a spiritual sister. And I was just wanted to say that her testimony was very powerful, and I really look up to her because half of the stuff that she said, I would never imagine that happened to her because she's such a good person now. So it's like I would never knew that she would even went through any of that. And
okay, sweetheart, excuse me 1 second. Sister Ruby, can you cut Leslie's line off? If that's where all of this noise is coming from, we can't hear the young lady. So we have to shut Leslie's line down. Maybe our kids are there.
That lady before?
Whose line is open?
That was that lady that just spoke.
Okay, well, she has a lot of some kids in the background. We can't hear them. So God bless you, sweetheart.
We thank you for we heard you say you're proud of God, your sister. So God bless. We're going to close it out, her line. Hopefully it'll close
amen,
out.
Amen.
That's why I'm all on the line. That's what, you know. Okay, it won't shut off. Let's see. Okay, it's off now. I do believe we went to 209. Yeah, we did. Okay, then, so 202. I think we went to this one, but let's try it. I switched and bait because they wasn't open. 202-6994.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
All right, let's get ready
to miss.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Dr. Craig A. Booker.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, the word was so phenomenal. And I want to say to Sister Priest, to Minister Priest, amen, also, that I hear the Lord saying to tell you that you have broken the enemy's back today.
that you have been catapulted to a deeper realm of the spirit. Also, glory to God, I hear the Lord saying that this is your season of elevation. Amen. That it took the pain. I hear the Lord say, I turned the pain to power. Glory to God. That glory to God. And I also want to say to the evangelist, who is the host of them, to the staff, I hear the Lord say there's a shifting, there's a changing of the guard that's getting ready to take place in this hour. Get ready for your ministries. Get ready to increase. There is a definitely an increase in this ministry. And I want to say that this is the hour where God is catapulting everything and everybody. Glory to God. And I want to say to Sister Priest, glory to God. It took this. I even hear the Lord say, you need to write a book concerning what you have testified on today, because it's not also just a because it's not so much just a testimony vocalization, but you need to write in a book form. Glory to God, because there are a lot of women who need to know. They need to be taught how to overcome. They need to be empowered how to overcome. And the only way they're going to overcome, and I'm going to say this, that when you talk about the Great Commission, the Great Commission was never meant to as a repeat, but a Great Commission was only a symbolic for a fulfillment, to take us to the fulfillment, which is the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Glory to God. And I want you to understand, woman of God, that there is a revelation that God is sending you, because let me tell you something. This is the hour of revelation. This is the hour of the apocalypse and illumination. So I want you to know I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work, and don't be discouraged. And trust me, hell has already enlarged itself because of your exposure today.
Amen. I receive it.
Glory to God. And so I just want to let you know I'm proud of you.
Amen. Thank you.
We thank you so much for tuning in. I think I got everybody because I've been up and down. But you said who she's on the broadcast wanting prayer.
Yes.
Prophet Michael, I'm going to get her up. I'm going to see if I can get her line up. And then I'm coming. Amen. Your line is open. Okay, what was her name? The line
Christian.
Is Christian. Okay, Prophet Michael Davis.
Yes. Christian, what are you born again, Holy Spirit filled? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Huh?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. I want you to repeat this prayer after me before I pray. Just repeat this and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Wash me in your holy blood.
Wash me in your holy blood.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Wait a minute. There she goes. I don't think she heard.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Yes, sir. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Jesus, I repent.
Jesus, I repent.
Which is to turn away from my sins.
I choose to turn away from all sins.
I believe you died on the cross.
I believe you died on the cross.
And you were buried.
And you were buried.
And on the third day.
And on the third day.
God raised Jesus from the dead.
I can't hear you.
I said on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead.
On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I receive you in my heart.
I receive you in my heart.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Change my life.
Change my life.
Change my circumstances.
Change my circumstances.
And fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, what is it that you're going through?
I am asking for a job.
Okay.
That's one thing.
Okay.
That's an important thing, so I will ask for prayer for that.
Okay. Do you belong to a church?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
And are you going every Sunday?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What kind of job do you want?
in education, a teacher okay. role position maybe, whatever door he opens.
Okay. And when do you want this job?
Immediately.
Okay. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we petition you, we come before you as one of your children that comes and ask, Lord. You said ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find, and knock and that door shall be opened unto us. This young lady has confessed you as her Lord and her Savior. And Father, she believes by faith that she has received the gift of salvation and that she is born again by the water and the Spirit. Father, now we ask in Jesus' name for the job that you have ordained for her before the world began. She desires to be in education, but Lord, your will be done, Father. Open the door immediately for a job, ikoboshata, for a job opportunity to come her way. I see a door opening for you. I see a door opening for you not many days hence. I see a door opening for you. God is about to open a door for you for a job opportunity, and he's going to order your steps to that door. I want you next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I want you to go on a half a day fast, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I want you to anoint yourself with oil and fast for half a day, at least till 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Glory to God. For 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you're going to see that door open before the end of this month, saith the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Mando ko remenda kitoro. My God, I love you, Jesus.
I'm glad I'm on my broadcast.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I love Jesus.
And for the, is there anyone else that needed prayer?
I'm going to call them now, Pastor Prophet David, because they came up with number one. Let's see. To area code 202-6994, do you need prayer? Okay, we're going to go ask that one. Okay, let me open their line.
I'll call you next week.
202-6994. Do you need prayer?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
this is Apostle Booker.
Oh, you want prayer. Okay, Pastor David.
God bless you, brother.
Apostle,
how you doing?
Praise the Lord, sir. This is Apostle Booker.
Yes, sir.
Apostle Booker. Apostle
yes.
David.
I heard him.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would like to have prayers concerning my ministry. Also, I would like for you to pray that the Lord will send me spiritual sons, daughters, that's willing to be taught and to receive apostolic and prophetic impartation of ministry. Three, I need also pray that folk will get the revelation concerning the apostolic doctrinal teaching that was instituted by the apostles.
Okay. Apostolic. Teaching. And
baptism in Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
Mentorees.
Yes. People that want to be, you know, properly mentored, because there are a lot of people that there are a lot of leaders. What I'm finding out, Prophet, there are a lot of leaders who don't like to submit to other leaders. There's too many bastard ministries in the kingdom. And the Lord spoke to me as an apostle that spirit got to be broken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are some things that are going to happen. I hear, as you were talking, I hear the Holy Spirit. He's about to, and this is going to be unusual even for you, because you didn't think or know that God would take you in this direction. There are certain Baptists, watch this, there are certain Baptist preachers who are very interested in the Holy Ghost, and how that this doctrine works, how it's taught and everything. They've heard about the Holy Ghost. They want to step a little deeper into the Holy Ghost, but what they're currently under is not giving them the liberty and the understanding and the mentoring that they need to go in this direction. The Holy Ghost gives me Paul Morton. When Paul Morton was a Baptist preacher, God spoke to him and said, now I need you to take the people further in the Baptist church. I need you to take them to full gospel, glory to God, which means the Holy Ghost, the speaking in tongues, the signs, the wonders, and the miracles, glory to God.
Right.
There's still a large group that's under the Southern Baptist denomination, glory to God.
Yes,
and these
yes.
Baptist preachers, these Baptist pastors, these Baptist ministers, they have a hunger and a thirst for the Holy Ghost, the anointing, the apostolic doctrine. How does this book of Acts work? How can we get it to work in our life? God is going to open a door for you concerning the Baptists. He's going to open a door for you. He's going to open a door for you. He's going to give you favor. Glory to God. He's going to give you the finances. And these are going to be the people that you're going to mentor because they have a desire to learn about the Holy Ghost in a way that's new and fresh for them. They are willing to be taught. They're willing to listen. They're willing to learn. They're willing to hear. And they're willing to obey. And God says, I'm going to give them to you because you had a heart and a desire to ask him instead of going out on your own and trying to make it happen. And because you ask, God said, I'm going to fulfill the request and the desires of your heart, saith the Lord God Almighty.
You know, a prophet as well, and we need to also, if I may, also, we need the apostle and the prophets being restored back in the church because
come
there
on,
are too many
God.
False doctrines. That are teaching that the bishop is over a line of fivefold. And the Lord
right.
has given me an assignment to decree and declare that the bishops do not oversee churches at all. There's no scripture
right.
that can validate that. And what we're being taught that there are prophets and apostles do not exist in this day and time, but that's not true.
We know that's a false doctrine, and it's rooted in the spirit of control.
Yes, it is.
It's rooted in the spirit of control and manipulation so that one man can do it. But God said, I call the fivefold ministry. Why?
That's
for
right.
the building and the edification of the body of Christ.
That
they
right.
might be fitly joined together.
Yep.
And so the bishop cannot oversee the entire church because it's not given to one finger. It's given to five.
That's
five
right.
fingers are a hand, and that hand is what upholds the body of Christ, and that's the hand
and
of God.
First of all, and then another thing, prophet, that the bishop do not do. The bishop is, and see, the Lord allowed me to teach through a research study on the historiography that the Catholicism had westernized the bishopric, and they use the same Western colloquialism interchangeable as a pastor. The bishop
right.
is not a pastor. There's no scripture
right.
that validates it because a bishop is a man designed for office, but a pastor is a God-called office.
That's right. He's an elected official. He's an elected official by an apostle, actually.
That's right.
Because
and so the bishop does not
first
oversee
of all,
churches.
There has to be hands laid on a pastor. He just can't go by himself.
No, the pastor, that's why the apostle does that.
Woo, that's right. That's the job
the apostle
of an apostle.
Does that.
That just like with Timothy.
Come on now.
Well, it's
Timothy
a, it's
was not
book.
Even a bishop. Timothy was
no,
an apostle.
No, he wasn't. That's right. That's
See,
right.
And people don't understand, prophet, and here's the thing. Timothy was not a bishop. He was an apostle. But Paul, when he was instituted the bishopric, it was the left hand. Matter of fact, the bishopric is on the same level as a deacon.
Yes, yes, because they used them interchangeably.
That's right.
As
and
servants.
See what has happened, but what has happened in the 6th century, A.D. 57, in the 6th century in Rome, they have made the bishop a hierarchy and to the point that they have made the bishop over everything.
Open me back
and
wait.
That was never so.
Okay, Doc, what we're going to have to do, I'm going to have Evangelist Bernard to give you my number so we can talk about these levels of ministry outside
amen,
the line.
Amen.
And just to respect her time.
This is a show for, this is a topic for another segment, so we thank God for you, but go ahead and continue to pray for the man of God, and we'll have to come back to, you know, all of the discussions about the fivefold ministry. God bless
amen.
You, Apostle Booker.
And also, if the minister that spoke, the one young lady is still on the line, the Lord has given me something for her, too. So, Father, in
here.
Jesus' name, for this man of God, for this your servant, who you have taught in your ways, who you have instructed with the ability to search out the scriptures and to have a desire to set things in order. Father, give him, grant him, open the doors for him in this new season. Open doors for him in this new season to instruct, to teach, but to be gentle. But to be gentle, guiding those with the hand of gentleness, that they who even oppose the very will of God might turn and submit to authority. So, Father, we thank you for giving him the gentle heart, the heart of a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He cannot, will not, does not force anyone to do anything, but he does compel them to come. How? By love. He said, by loving kindness have I drawn thee. So, Father, grant him the desire in his heart for love, to guide, to teach, and to instruct out of the spirit of gentleness, of kindness, of meekness. And, Father, he will reap a great harvest as he humbles himself unto the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will exalt him in that due season. And, Father, we give you the glory and the blessings over his life. We thank you for the wisdom that you have given him, the understanding and the knowledge that you have given him, and above all things, that humility, the spirit of humility, would go before him and grant him great grace in the eyes of God and man. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Okay, sister,
hallelujah.
Sister Leslie is on the phone, a prophet, David.
Hello?
She's the one that
God bless you, woman of God. Oh, that was so beautiful.
God bless you.
Oh, that was so marvelous and wonderful, such a beautiful story. And the Lord did confirm what the apostle had said regarding a book. God said, a book. It's the book first. Then there will be a movie that will follow the book. And the purpose of it is for deliverance. Because there's going to be an anointing that God places on the book and the movie to bring deliverance to people.
That's right.
It's going to take place. It's going to happen. God's going to unfold it. Glory to God. God's going to give you favor to go through the right doors. He's going to cause you to avoid the wolf in sheep clothing. Glory to God. And he's going to open doors, because as the devil is hearing this, he wants to plot and scheme also to try to get you to go through the wrong doors to hold the thing up. But God said, I'm going to open the right doors. I'm going to put the right people in front of you, and I'm going to do it myself. And all you have to do is follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, as you have been doing, says the Lord God Almighty. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, God bless. We're going to, I hear children. Okay, who's this? Oh, we're going to 209-4581.
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Evangelist here. I had to call from my daughter's line.
I wonder where you got to. Okay, Sister T, did you have
prayer? Did you need prayer, Sister T? Did you need prayer?
I really just wanted to make a brief comment, if that's okay.
Okay, all right. She saw your line with one. When you hit the one key, we're thinking you need prayer. So let's, Sister T, I think that's everybody, and I'm going to have to shut it down.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord, and in respects to you, Evangelist Bernard, and all the people on the line, and to my goddaughter, who I truly love, Evangelist, I want to say, Leslie Priest. I just want to tell you from the top and the bottom of my heart that I love you with all my heart. And there's no weapon that can form between us that will prosper. I love you, and I thank God for the word that you brought forth on today. As you were speaking, I heard the Lord have me just pray for you. I just wanted to let you know that regardless of what kind of trap the enemy tried to set up that will try to divide us, it won't prosper. And I just want to tell you how much I love you. And I will repent and ask for forgiveness from you right on this line, because nobody is above repentance. I just want to let you know how much I love you, and I appreciate the woman of God that you are. God bless you.
Amen. I love you.
I need to pray your strength in the Lord. When I see you, I'm giving you a big fat hug. I love you. Amen. And can't nobody stop you. That love feel for you. God bless.
Amen.
Hey, God bless. Thank
can,
you. Sister.
Can you open up 4303? She wanted prayer.
4303. 916. There's no.
916-4303.
916, okay. What's his name?
Christian, Pastor Christian.
Oh, okay. It's going around. Let's hope it will. Okay. Prophet Michael Davis, did you hear
yes.
that? Okay,
yes.
Now what number? Okay, then shut off. Let's see. We're having a lot of. We're having a lot of difficulty with this line today on Block Talk with this circlement, but we know it's patient. Go ahead. It's open, Pastor. A prophet.
4303?
It done closed out again. You know.
Open in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's what
in
we
Jesus
need.
Name.
And stay open. God bless. Go ahead. He's open. It's open. Well, it done went off again. So. I'm going to try one more time, and it's not working.
It's working.
Working, Lord. Name of
Jesus. Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. You can work it. It's off again. Let's see. You know.
Can you just pray for her as the Spirit leads you?
Yeah, can you pray on your line for, because this one is not acting up.
Yeah.
Acting up. What does she, what is her request, Sister Leslie? Sister Leslie?
She's typing it right now. She's sending it. One moment.
Okay, then you can give it to the pastor because it comes on and shut off. So
okay.
We're going through your line.
She would like for you to pray for our college, our some Stockton cohort, and to increase the relationship with the leaders in Stockton, California.
Okay, so a college?
Yes, I attend some Bible college, and she's my visionary leader there.
Okay.
And so she is requesting for prayer for that Stockton cohort where all our students attend.
Okay.
For increased relationships within the leaders and
yes.
Prayers for the students. And she's a mighty woman of God. I pray that
okay.
you pray for her as well to birth a beautiful baby.
What's her name?
What's her name?
Pastor Christian Smith.
Oh.
Yes, dear.
Okay, you prayed for her earlier, didn't you?
That was someone else.
Somebody else, yeah.
I thought she said her name was Kristen.
A different person.
It's a different
number. Is it a different person?
Yes, a
different
number. Kristen was 857. This one is 916.
Okay, all right.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor Michael, Prophet Michael, there. This thing's got me as
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we humble ourselves because prayer is only an instrument for us to communicate with you according to your will. And we know that if we pray anything according to your will, then that we have the confidence that you then will hear us. And Father, we know now that you have ordained these moments because you are good. And we thank you for hearing and answering the prayers because you always hear your children. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, this college that's going about to teach children, young people, glory to God, your word and your ways, Father. I pray, Father, for a supernatural wind to blow through that school where
yes,
even
Lord.
Though they're studying the word, let there be experiences of the Holy Ghost that they
yes,
cannot
Lord.
Explain, where they begin to speak in tongues, where they begin
yes,
to see
Lord.
Dreams and visions and
yes,
open
Lord.
Heavens. And as the
yes,
teacher is teaching in the classroom, a visitation of the Holy Ghost, where now
yes,
she has to keep silent because the real teacher, the Holy Spirit, has arrived.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you for these moments of the Holy Spirit arresting these classrooms and these instruction of these people who are learning your ways and your word, Father. And not only that, but the whole campus. And Father, fitly join together the pastors who are in that community of Stockton. Glory to God. We break the power of witchcraft. We break the power of division. We break the power of the spirit. The spirit of Saul. We break that controlling and manipulating spirit from over that area in the name of Jesus. We pull down the stronghold of darkness and we rebuke it in the authority of the name of Jesus. And we release the light of Jesus Christ to shine brightly on that area and on that community, bringing a oneness in the spirit for the glory and the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. That the doctrine would line up with the scriptures. That the doctrine would line up with the doctrine of Jesus Christ, which is the apostles' doctrine in the name of Jesus. And Father, let deliverance hit that place. Let deliverance hit that school. Let deliverance hit the teachers. Let deliverance hit the community. Let the deliverance of the Holy Ghost hit the churches in that area. Let revival, true revival, hit that area in the name of Jesus, where pastors will fall to their knees and cry out, Lord, I need you like never before. I cannot do this on my own, but you have to do it because I surrender now to you. Oh, God, thank you for destroying pride and arrogance out of the heart of men and giving them a humble spirit to follow you. And, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that this turnaround will begin starting September the 1st in the name of Jesus. And it cannot be altered. It cannot be denied. It cannot be changed. And it cannot and will not be hindered in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Pastor Christine, Lord. We give you the glory for her life. Do a special work in her heart, Father. And give her visions and dreams and understanding of your will and of your way for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Even deal with her concerning her calling, Lord. Deal with her in the area regarding exactly what you want to instruct her to do for the glory of God and the kingdom of God's sake, I pray, in Jesus' holy name. My God, there's an anointing. I just have to pray in the spirit for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God did something deep in the spirit regarding a healing. He did something really deep in the spirit realm concerning a healing. He did something really deep in the spirit realm. Glory to God, my God, my God. Deep in the spirit. My God, my God. There's healing in this house. There's healing in this house. There's healing in this house. Yeah. There is healing in this house, restoration in this place, restoration in this place. All will praise to Jesus, say, restoration in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have a very gentle spirit. You have a very gentle spirit. I'm going to ask Jesus to release additional angels around you after this ministry that you have given today by the Holy Ghost, after these words you've received regarding the book and the movie and it's for deliverance. I'm going to ask that Jesus would release additional ministering angels around you to keep you guarded, guided, and protected for the glory of God, that your sleep would be peaceful, and that you would just have straight sleep, straight through, no getting up, no nothing, just straight through sleep, straight through, just straight through. Once you go to sleep, then you wake up, it's the next morning, glory to God. Father, I thank you for another dimension of peace in her spirit, in her heart, in her soul, and in her mind, that this new dimension of peace will allow her to sleep straight through. That once she goes to sleep, she will not wake up until the next morning when the light has come up. And Father, that there would even be a deeper peace that she walks in even after this, that deep peace would be a peace that surpasses all understanding, that would keep her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That she would know and understand that this only can come from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for delivering it by the Holy Ghost, even now, with an impartation. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And it is so. It is so.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. My God. Wow. That was special. That was, how do you feel? How do you feel?
Thank you, Lord.
Good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Sister Leslie, how do you feel?
Blessed. I feel good. I feel like the heaviness and the worry is gone from me sharing my testimony or those not receiving. And I'm just glad.
Now, who is that on the line? Who is that still there?
This is Pastor Christian. That's my visionary leader, Pastor Christian.
What's your
Pastor
name?
Pastor Christian Smith.
That's the one you prayed for.
Oh, that's Pastor Christian Smith?
Yeah, one you...
Whose voice I hear right now?
That's my voice.
Thank you.
That's Sister Leslie you're talking to now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who is that right there?
Can
you hear me? He said so many... Can I get a word in, please? We've had so many distractions with these lines today. It has nothing to do with our listening audience. I want to make that very clear. It's something to do with Blog Talk. Even though some of our listeners have other things going on in the background, it was clearly Blog Talk had a lot going on. And simply because, Sister Leslie, you revealed that demon and you told off on the devil. And see, that's why he's mad. Amen. He didn't expect you to come forth the way you came forth today. So I really commend you on what God has done in your life. And I tell you, I see you going higher and higher. And don't be ashamed to share your testimony, but only share it. Only share it when you led of God. Just don't share it to share it. Let God deal with you on when, where, and how to share it. Amen? Because it's not for everybody to hear. Glory to God.
Amen.
So I commend you. I God put you in my spirit, so, hey, I did what God told me to do. And some people are like, well, who is she? Don't worry about that. That's God's business. I'm his servant. He talked to me. He told me to bring Minister Leslie Priest on to speak a word today. And I did what God said, and I'm done. I'm finished. Amen.
Wow.
So we're going to go back to Leslie and Prophet Davis. If you have any other comments or anybody else in prayer. Okay.
I just want to, Pastor Christine, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, Sister Ruby, was there someone else? And then I'll talk to Pastor Christine.
I'm going to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn?
She can't talk, Sister Ruby. Just bypass her.
But wait, I just wanted to make sure, and I'm a bypass. Now, what you saying, Prophet Davis, you want to talk to?
Is Pastor Christine still on the line?
Yeah, her line is open. Uh-huh. Yes, it's open.
Pastor Christine, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, it's Pastor Christian.
How do you feel? Pardon me?
Pastor Christian.
Yes, how do you feel after that prayer?
I really felt the presence of the Holy Spirit as
yes,
we were speaking
yes.
in tongues. There was,
yes,
I received
yeah.
that healing anointing
yes.
of what
yes,
God is
yes.
doing. He's doing some amazing work in me and through our ministry, and I just praise God for your obedience to just stand in the gap as my husband and I pastor in the city of Stockton.
Stockton. Okay.
We're just trying to do his work and raise up leaders in the fivefold ministry. That's our goal.
Wow. So that's the calling
you.
That God has given you, fivefold, raise up leaders in the fivefold ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Through the Bible College. And so God
wow.
is doing that. He's
wow,
doing that.
That's really good. What I wanna pray for you, the reason that the Lord had me to call you back out, there's another level of sensitivity in hearing the voice of the Lord for you.
My God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
There's power there. That's power.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I feel the anointing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's been my prayer this last week, is hearing the voice of God.
Oh, God.
Wanting to know him and hear him and just obey him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is good. When we obey him, he does miracles. I'm telling you. I know this because I can't do this. This is not me. This has nothing to do with me. But it's all about Jesus, because he wants to make sure his people get what he wants them to have. Now, Father, I thank you for what you have said, because what you said cannot be altered or changed. When you speak it, it's already done. And so now, because you have decreed and declared from heaven that there is another level of her hearing from you, hearing your voice so clear, I remove every blockage, hindrance, and interference that the devil has tried to put in the way. I remove it in the name of Jesus. And because you said it, Jesus, now I release the impartation of her going to another level, another dimension, in hearing your voice so clear that there will be no doubt, there will be no interference, it will be clarity, it will be a knowing that it is God, and it will be a quick response, a quick obedience to, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll obey you. Yes, Lord, it'll be a quick response. No hesitation, no wondering,
Lord.
No guessing, no thinking.
Yes,
just a yes, Lord, a quick response.
Yes, Lord.
Not only in the mind, but in the action.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Father, I thank you for doing it. It is sealed by the blood of Jesus, and it is sealed by the Holy Ghost, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
That's powerful.
Ooh, confirmation. In 1 Samuel, he had me meditating on that scripture about hearing the voice of God, that God kept calling him. And he said, finally, he said, yes, Lord, I'm here. I'm your servant. I'm listening.
Samuel, that's it.
And so I've just been meditating on that. And so I've received that. I received that next level of hearing from him.
It's done.
And perfecting the call on my life as well.
That's the key. So. That's the key. Amen. Hearing him is the key. Because, see,
yes.
he didn't tell me until I first called you out. Step one, call her out.
Thank you.
Step two,
wow.
Then I'll tell you what to say. I didn't know
Thank
what to say
Jesus.
Until I called you out.
Thank you, Jesus.
My
wow.
God, my God. Boy, I tell
Thank
you, God
Lord.
Is good.
Whew. And the line is open. Thank you, Jesus. He opened the line. He's powerful. Thank you so much, Evangelist Adrian, I believe, mm-hmm. for having this call. Thank you, Sister Leslie, for your testimony. I look forward to doing service with you this next school year. You're an amazing woman of God. You have such a call on your life, and I'm just so privileged to be in your life. I'm privileged because
yes, God,
he
yes.
is an amazing God, and it's all no, about no. what you said on this call. Just as your mom's ministry is not named, it's all about Jesus. It's you said it all in this testimony, that it's all about him, that everything that you
Jesus.
Said was about people snatching them out of the pit of hell and bringing them into the marvelous light, and you are a replica. And he's going to use you as a masterpiece for his glory.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Glory
you,
to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to go back to thank you for tuning in today, Pastor Kristen. God bless you.
Amen.
We're going to go
God
back
bless you and your ministry.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. We're going to go back to our speaker, Minister Leslie, and just have her. So we have final remarks and close us out with the word of prayer. And to all of our listeners that tuned in to this broadcast on today, invite some of your friends to go back on the archives and listen to this message. This message just wasn't for us. It's for others okay. also. But you have to share the message. Share the message. I used to have that in our opening script, share this gift. This is a gift. This broadcast is a gift because you can hear the word of God going forth each and every day, on each and every weekday, Monday through Friday. So we certainly thank God for you all. We want you to remember the crusade. Minister Leslie is coming down with her mother. And I just thank God I'm trying to do something special for all of the speakers that are coming down for this crusade. And I tell you, I just believe that our lives will never be the same. Prophet Davis, let me say to you also that, you know, the apostles, especially John and Peter, the Bible say they were healed, people were healed just by their shadow. Just
yes.
by their shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
mm-hmm.
that God is going to send an apostolic wind, and it's already moving in this city of New Orleans, and it's gonna spread like wildfire. Amen. Because I heard Apostle Booker say, we need to go to the book of Acts. We need to start talking about the apostles' doctrine. That's where the power lies. See, when you go to Genesis and then go to Revelation, and then you don't ever entertain or visit the book of Acts, then guess what? You'll never have any power. That's where the church was formed. That's where the power was given. Amen. So we have to go back. We have to go back. And God is dealing with me on that. There needs to be an apostolic wind
yes.
that continues to blow in this land.
Yes.
Not for a house. Not for a car, but power. We have to recognize also in my closing that, guess what? When the Bible said these signs shall follow them, if there's no signs, I heard you in Apostle Booker, and I'm going to tell you, last night I was hating the Bible class.
Yes.
And this church in the neighborhood, big church in the neighborhood, I remember when the church used to be a theater, and we would go there as little kids. And I seen all the commotion. I seen the choirs with their robes on, and I asked somebody, I said, well, what is going on? I stopped and asked, and they had people out there witnessing, evangelizing, and they had the bullhorn, and they had the signs, Jesus saved. And I said, okay, and I was about to head to Bible study. Where I attend. And the Lord spoke to me and said, go in there, I want to show you something. And I tell you, I went in there and the place was packed. And you all talked, I don't get on talking about people, denominations, but it was a Baptist preacher up there preaching. Hallelujah. And I mean, was preaching like, was singing and hollering like you holler, Prophet Davis. I mean, preached a good word. Amen. But the Lord brought me in that place. And I was thinking, I said, well, I can go in here and I'm going to pass out some of my flyers for the crusade. I'm trying to get some souls. Amen. I said, I'll pass out a few of my flyers. But the Lord told me, I want you to sit and I want you to watch. I want you to observe. And I went in there and I stayed in there through the thing, got through the message with the man. I even bought the tape. And the Lord said, the Lord said, Prophet Davis, while I was sitting there, God said, now, he done screamed, he done hooped and hollered, ah, I mean, go way back. You know them Baptist preachers can go way. They can hit it from a place you know not of. And that's what he did. And the Lord told me, said, now, you see all that? He said, now, look around. Who's going to the altar? He said, you see people in wheelchairs, people with crutches. He said, did anybody come up to get hands laid on them? I said, no, Lord. He said, is anybody speaking in tongues? I said, no, Lord. He said, is any blinded eyes? I said, no, Lord. He said, they didn't even call for nobody that needed prayer, needed the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord brought me in that place, and that's why I don't throw off on folks and let it go and what they do. But guess what?
Right.
I was glad to go in there. The Holy Ghost said, go in there. I want to show you something.
Yeah.
And guess what? I saw just what God was trying to tell me. I don't know how you can preach and teach and there's no power in the message.
No power.
There's got to be some power. Power to what, Sister Bernard? Power to heal. Power to deliver. Power to set free. Power to put the devils to flight. If there's no power being exercised, you better run.
I didn't run
because God had me there as a witness. He said, agent, and it was just like you talking to me, Prophet Davis, the Holy Ghost said, agent, I want to show you something. And I was by myself. I was by myself. And guess what? I didn't give out no cards but to the speaker. I made my way to the front, and I got to the speaker, and I gave him a card. I get on my side, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need some power to empower.
We can't keep
on prophesying about a house and a car.
That ain't going to do no good.
When are we going to be delivered?
The Bible
says the harvest is, some is already gone, and we ain't saved. Oh, gee, we have a form of godliness, but we deny that power. Denying the power. No power in the church. People going to church with a headache. They're leaving with a headache. They're going with affliction. They're leaving with affliction. They're going with mind battles, and they're leaving with mind battles. They're going depressed. They're leaving depressed. Nobody's being set free. I serve you notice today, devil. That God has a remnant in the land. He has somebody full of Holy Ghost power that's not afraid. Woo, glory to God. We have to, Lord, I bless you today. That was my experience last night. So I said, Lord, I felt like Elijah. Elijah said, Lord, I'm the only one left. No, you're not. Hey, I got 7,000 ain't even bowed, baby. You're not the only one. Hey, glory to God. Hey, let me stop. But I'm telling you, I get stirred up when I think about this Holy Ghost power. I get stirred up. But thank you, Sister Leslie. We received that word that you spoke in our spirit today. Your testimony is going to bring healing to me. It's going to bring healing, baby. God, that's why God is separating you. That's why he have you alone. Because guess what? He got to finish the work that he started. He can't finish the work with a crowd. God work alone. He don't need no help. He said if two or three are touching and agreeing, but God didn't tell you had to touch and agree with him.
He's God all by himself. He don't need a partner. Ha! He don't need no prayer partner. He don't need nobody to touch and agree with him. All he got to do is speak a word. All he got to do is give you a word. And when he give you a word, God will back that word. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we going back to Sister Leslie. God bless you, sweetie. We love you. Good job.
God bless you. I'm just happy right now. I feel lighter. It's crazy. I feel lighter. When I say crazy, I don't say crazy in a I just say it that I say it in a good way because I was raised in a Baptist church, and what I'm learning now and seeing now in this holiness church, it's just so different. It's so good, and I just know who God said free is free indeed. And I was asking God, what do I share? What do you have for me to share? And he said my testimony, and it just set me back for a minute. I didn't want to do it. I repent for that, not wanting to do what he asked me to do. But, you know, it's just so much I didn't know how it would be received. He gave me the scripture, and I just went forth. And it is something that feels so good when you do the will of God, because now I feel more free. And I know that I needed that. I needed to do that for my growth. So I'm
really excited,
and I just pray that it bless so many. And I'm going to be sharing this word with my friends and my family. I held it in too long, and I just feel real good. And I thank God for giving the opportunity to do that, because I know he's going to take me to another level in this.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Can I pray one more time for you?
I love you, and I'm looking forward to this crusade. I'm looking forward to praying and fasting and even a deeper empowerment just to be able to share it with people on the streets who need it. God bless you.
Okay. Michael, Prophet David.
Sister Leslie, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. There's one more thing that I have to pray for you. One more quick thing. I'm going to ask the Lord that there would be no traces. You know, there's such a thing called residue. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask Jesus that there be no trace that remains. No trace that remains. No trace. Moshabendaikato. Father, I thank you for the depth of the discerning that you have granted your servant. Not for my glory, but for your glory, Lord. Why? So that your people can be the slate white, completely clean from every trace. Father, I pray that there would be no trace of anything that has occurred in her life, that there would be no trace in the spiritual realm, that the enemy cannot come to collect anything because there's nothing to collect. And Father, I thank you that the trace, even the smallest microcosmic trace of it, has been now erased for the glory of God, uprooted, destroyed, and never to return again
because
of the name of Jesus Christ, and that the doors before her are wide open, and there will never be an occasion to look back under any circumstances because the doors behind her have been sealed, they have been shut, and forever determined gone. In the name of Jesus. And now the only thing that is ahead of her is the goodness and the greatness and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for it now being released, being done, and sealed by the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and the cross of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I thank you so much, and I know you to be a prophet of God. I know it because he proves it every time you're on the line. And I'm just thankful because sometimes I get anxiety and nauseous when it's time to do spiritual things and such with my husband. And I just know it's God. I know it's God. I just thank him now. I thank him.
Glory.
I just thank him
Glory.
For my healing.
Glory. It's done. It's sealed.
Jesus,
and it cannot be undone ever in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You never have to think about it. You never have to think about it. You never have to even consider it.
Oh.
It's finished. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. Woo.
Woo. Glory. I feel power. I feel the power of God.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And see, this is the blessing that God has granted Evangelist Bernard, because she gets to witness all of these things. Why? Because she obeyed God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because she obeyed God. My God, my God. My God, my God. Because she obeyed God.
This has been a bless. All the static. This has been a bless segment. Woo! Lord have mercy. Sister Leslie, did you want to close us out?
Yes, I'll pray.
Okay.
Father God, we love you, Lord God. We just appreciate you, Lord God. We honor you on this day, Lord God. We thank you for your mighty, majestic power, Lord God. We thank you for daily revealing your truth to us. We thank you daily for you revealing your signs, your miracles, and your wonders to us, Lord God. We are thankful that you are our friend, Lord God. We're thankful that you are Father when we feel fatherless, Lord God. We thank you for your empowerment to live, to go forward in you, Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that came simming down for our sins and our iniquities, Lord God, long before we knew you, Lord God. You knew us and you breathed life into us. So we're thankful today, Lord God, for that alone, Lord Jesus. We're thankful for all on the line, Lord God, all our leaders, Lord God, everyone who poured out, Lord God. We pray that everyone receives something, Lord God, something on this day, Lord God, that they can take, Lord God, to go back to you and be empowered, Lord, and that their life will never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray for Evangelist Bernard, Lord God, and her leading and her unction, Lord God, to follow your voice, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, because of the healing that takes place today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that none of our lives will ever be the same and that we are going to a new level in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? Blessing. Divine just talked about crusade. So we're going to close out with my peace. I guess we got some peace today with Sister Leslie. It was a blessing. Prophet Michael Davis. God bless
give
you.
God the glory.
God the glory.
You are
You held and protected me. If I just keep my mind on thee, you'll keep me in a perfect peace. In perfect peace.
Christ.